morning. You listen to FloridaLA.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, I have two guests. I have Jean-Pierre Thibet and Pierre Thibet. How are you guys doing today?
Very well. Thanks, Kim.
Very good. And you?
I'm good. Thank you. It's good to talk to you. So we announced this morning on the news that, Jean-Pierre, you're taking the CEO president's role for Mirage Hardwood Flooring. Succession here, and it's great news that it stays with the family. And I'm sure the focus will be the same, which is to make the best quality hardwood flooring available in the world. Jean-Pierre, tell us how you've prepared to take this role from your father.
I started 2004 in continuous improvement, did multiple different projects, and then I went as production supervisor to supply chain managers, many different positions, and I did a lot more sideways position at the beginning to learn more. From there, I went to special projects where we had in 2011 the acquisition of Vintage, which was a great learning experience, getting closer to the customers because Vintage in Toronto is very closer to the customer. And in 2019, the acquisition of Ten Oaks, learning a different work. And it's been doing many different things that has helped me to get a much better wide view of the business than just focusing on one thing.
So your father has a couple of philosophies. One of them is good common sense, make your decisions and use good common sense. And the other one is Fo Sacra, which is eye of the tiger, which is that whole competitive team spirit. Are you going to carry those two philosophies on after you take the helm?
Yes, our business value is the most important. And I would say that for the high of a tiger or the spirit, the feu sacré, we call it, it's about the passion. And what's really important for me is to work with respect, integrity, having the spirit, but also is innovation. It's important to listen to what customers have to say.
You know, your father in 2013, he won a Lifetime Achievement Award given by the NWFA. So those are big shoes to fill. Are you ready to step into this role?
Yes, I'm ready. For me, it's important to lead the company, but I'm not alone. I have a great team working with me. Most of what gets done, 99.99%, it's the teams. We have a great team, and the most important thing is to listen to the customers and improving what we do every day.
One of the things that I like about Mirage is the ads, and you run the Pinocchio ad, you know, the Lego, where this is the only place plastic floors belong. And you've got these animals that want to come into these rooms because they're gorgeous with this natural product. Those are very creative messages, and I hope you'll continue those messages.
Yes, I believe strongly in being a wood expert. We believe strongly that a great hardwood floor is one of the best investments a homeowner can do in his home. It's a lifetime lasting product.
So we do a survey in June every year. We publish it in our July issue. And this year, you always win the quality award. But this year you won number one in design and number two in service. So looking at the hardwood category, you're right there on top. That's going to be a challenge to maintain, right?
I totally agree. And hopefully one day we'll be number one in service also. We understand how important service is. The world is getting a lot more complex, the supply chain a lot more complicated. Service is a very important key factor of success for customers.
Obviously, we've just recently been hearing about these tariffs on products coming out of Canada. Is that impacting the business?
Right now, directly, we do not pay any tariffs because we are part of the North American agreement and our products are 99.9% North American content. So we are okay. We're not sure if the tariff could apply one day. But on the other side, we can start to feel that the economy is a bit more fragile. Right now, business is okay, but we have to work hard to get orders. We can feel that the economy is not rolling as much as a year ago.
Can the wood industry tariffs that you hear about is for softwood, not hardwood?
So Pierre, why is this happening right now? Tell us about this timing on the succession.
It was time. I'm 68, so I have to prepare, you know, not on my deathbed, but when I'm still healthy. And this was supposed to happen in 2020. And because of COVID, we postponed it. And since 2023, he was COO and now CEO.
So he had the COO role for a while. and you become the executive chairman, and you're also coach on demand. You're moving to another office, but you're going to stop by once a week, and you're there on demand, right?
When he needs me, I'll be there. If he doesn't need me, I'm going to stay away.
So I know you've been a student of Jack Welch, and you like his philosophy. So Jean-Pierre, do you have a mentor that you look up to for business decisions?
I would say that in today's world, it's a mix of different mentors. My dad is a mentor. I had many different coaches through my life. Every company does something better than we do, and it's important that we keep our eye open to get the best out of what others do and to use it and apply it to our business model that might be different. So I always like to look at the glass half full than half empty.
Jean-Pierre, as they're looking at the photograph today for this news announcement, it looks like you work out. Looks like you're pretty healthy. What's your story there?
I try to do exercise 3, 4, 5 times a week. Otherwise, it's the way I manage my energy and my stress level. Mm-hmm. I think if I didn't do exercise, people would probably don't want to work with me. I like to work out. It's either running, biking, it can be golf, it can be snowboards. Anything that moves, it's important for the energy level and to stay healthy.
Well, congratulations on taking the helm and getting this role. And of course, let me tell the market about this big news. Again, been talking to Jean-Pierre Thibet, the president and CEO of Mirage Hardwood Flooring, and to Pierre Thibet, who's had this role for 40 years. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.